U.S. v. Philip, 062087. Oh, no, I've skipped one. Case number 5, Quinty v. Gonzalez, 054635. Mr. Trace?
Yes, Your Honor, David Trace. May it please the court, counsel, David Trace for the petitioner in this matter, Labib Quinty. This case comes before you, Your Honors, on petition of review from a decision made by the Board of Immigration Appeals denying petitioner withholding of removal. Today we're asking for a reversal of that decision. Excuse me. This case asks one question, whether the petitioner, Labib Quinty, is the type of person that the law of withholding removal was enacted to protect. In this case, it should be noted that the petitioner was found credible by the judge. There was an express finding of credibility by the judge. Labib Quinty, he testified that he was born in Algeria, raised there, educated there, and became a teacher there working for the government. He's an artist. He's an art teacher. While there, he became noticed by the GIA. The GIA is short for Group Islamic Army, and this group is a known terrorist group that's been known to carry out their threats of violence. Mr. Quinty became threatened by them through phone calls and finally in writing. And
so what are you asking for? What type of relief? Asylum? Or the withholding of removal?
Withholding, Judge. Asking for withholding.
But isn't the big problem here that he can't show that the GIA intended to follow through on the threats? And your burden here is to try to show it was immediate and it was menacing?
Well, Your Honor, I think we could look then to pattern or practice. Now, the GIA is such a dangerous group that Mr. Quinty really could not wait. And I think then the question asks, is the court expecting people to wait to be harmed or before they leave? Is that a requirement? Is harm going to be a requirement? But we have a pattern and practice here of artists and intellectuals being killed in Algeria, and the government doing little or nothing or unable to control that practice. And Mr. Quinty is the prototypical person that this group would go after. He's an intellectual. He worked for the government. He's an artist. And he's been threatened.
Well, see, then, and I understand these country reports are certainly not dispositive, but the 03 country report states that the conditions have improved and the violence has declined, but they do talk about certain groups being targeted, including government officials. That's
true, Your Honor, that the violence has declined, but we have to keep this in perspective. This decline in violence is in Algeria. It's not like, you know, the crime going down in Chicago. And this group, the GIA, is still out of control, as are many other terrorist groups there. I think it's important to note that in that same country report, it states that in terms of people disappearing, it's believed that these groups, and I quote, these groups that continue to make people disappear are involved with former Islamic supporters such as the GIA. That's in the same report. So I think it's important that we really take note of where we'd be sending Mr. Quinty. We're sending him to Algeria. And this place, although there has been a little bit of a improvement, or even by percentage-wise, even if that's significant, in terms of actual improvement, it's still very chaotic, it's still very dangerous, and these groups are still out of control. And Mr. Quinty would be in grave danger if returned there.
Well, and then what's your sort of spin on I guess you take the same position on the 2005 and 2006 country reports, which talk about the dramatic decline in terms of terrorists and the successful efforts of the government to capture GIA leaders and how the GIA has been further weakened. That was in the 2005 report.
Your Honor, I don't doubt that there's been improvements. However, these improvements, again, and you're right, it would be the same spin. It would be the same argument. These improvements really aren't of the type that are going to make it necessarily any safer for Mr. Winty to return. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Wolfinger?
Good morning, Your Honors. Gretchen Wolfinger for the Attorney General. I think it's important to highlight here, and I believe that opposing counsel has conceded, that the only issue before this court potentially is withholding. And as we've argued in our brief, we believe that the petitioner's discussion of withholding and the lack of facts matched to the standard essentially indicates that he's waived that argument at all. But even presuming that withholding is before this court, it's clear that there was substantial evidence to support the immigration judges and board's decisions that the petitioner did not establish a clear probability of future qualifying persecution. As the court has identified, his case is based on some threats, some telephone threats and a letter occurring in July of 1997. He left the country approximately 3 months later in October, and nothing had occurred beyond those threats. In addition, I think the court has indicated that although country conditions in Algeria still may be difficult and harsh, there has been substantial and continuing improvement in terms of a drop in the level of violence and government efforts to control the GIA, including offering them amnesty, which the petitioner indicated he was aware of. So there's nothing in the record to indicate that he would be subjected, as I said earlier, to a clear probability of future qualifying persecution. Are there any questions?
No.
There are no questions?
Thank you, Your Honor.
5 minutes.
Yes, Honor, Your Honors. Just to note that the idea that we were waiving withholding of removal has already been briefed. It was briefed earlier in the proceedings, and it was denied. Beyond that, in terms of probability, I think then we need to ask the court perhaps to define that a little bit. If we're going to give something a broad specter of probability, and in terms of Mr. Winty going back there, is it probable that he'll be hurt? Is it probable that he'll be killed? It would seem so. Yes, he left 3 months later, and that 3 months nothing happened, but 3 months is not a lot of time to leave a lifetime behind. So he left pretty quick, he left pretty fast, and he left in desperation, fearing for his life. And it would be probable and more than likely that if sent back to Algeria, Mr. Winty would be seriously harmed or killed.
Thank you, counsel, for your argument. The case will be taken under advisement. I'll call the next.